Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Expecting heavy downpours all day today.
You're a builder. You build. It's literally in your job title.
Woo! Let's hit it.
A little rain isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
When you need to do more with less, Upwork helps you hire fast without the overhead. Find expert freelancers in design, marketing, IT, AI, and more. Never tried Upwork? Now's the perfect time. Spend your first $1,000 and get $200 in credit for your next project. No upfront costs. No long-term commitments. Just $200 to reinvest in what matters. Go to Upwork.com/save to get started. That's UPWORK.com/SAVE. Upwork.com/save.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Prisons are tough places to be. I think that's common knowledge really for anyone. How tough, how scary, how dark do they get? Well, you can turn on any documentary you want. You can turn on any depiction of a television show in prison, and your opinion will probably be affected by how that is depicted. But in some cases, it can be very bad. We're talking about right now what's going on in the prison where Richard Allen is staying. Should be in a jail, by the way, because he has not been convicted of a crime. And prisons are typically for that. The county jail is for while you're waiting. But in Delphi, they don't do things quite that way. There's been a lot of allegations of abuse coming out of that prison. Robert Baston claims he has seen Richard Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, so much so he was willing to go and testify about it, but stepped down for his own safety and fear for his own life, were the words that he specifically used here to discuss what that life is like in prison and exactly what can be done if this sort of these sort of actions are taking place. Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author, joining me. Yeah, I mean, we expect a rough life in prison without a doubt. But it doesn't excuse inappropriate, abusive, bad behavior, especially when it comes to the people who are in charge, the guards, the people who are working, if these allegations are in fact true. Do they just not have much oversight in most prisons that allow an attitude like this to fester and grow?
You know, it's hard to say because I think prisons differ dramatically, certainly from state to state. And even within states, you will find, you know, typically federal prisons are much different than state prisons, and the institutions for the criminally insane are very different from regular prisons. And so you've got all these variables. But the facilities that I'm familiar with are primarily on the West Coast, and there are cameras everywhere. Guards are monitored, and that's as it should be. You know, we know that when police wear cameras, that they behave differently when you know you're being filmed. And so I hope that's what's happening wherever Richard Allen is being held. And I don't know that it is, but it should be standard.
I mean, it seems from an outsider looking in, if these sort of allegations are being made, if you're the one running this prison, may want to take a look at that. You may want to make sure these things aren't actually happening, because I would imagine that could be quite a liability if proven.
Yes, definitely. And I know that the prisons I'm familiar with, there are staff whose job is just to monitor what's happening on the cameras and to investigate any incident of violence. And it is taken very seriously that they don't allow, or at least they do everything they can to try to prevent this kind of abuse by staff of the prisons. But not every prison is the same.
Why do we have such varying degrees of difference within the prison system? You would think the prison system is a prison system. It should be kind of like McDonald's. It's the same burger you get any place in our country, but that's not really how it is. Why is that?
State governments, you know, each state, as with so many things, every state does things their own way, and there are differences. And so that's why I think the federal prisons are a little bit more standardized, and, you know, people would generally prefer to be in a federal prison than a state prison because of that. And so it's, as far as I can tell, it's just that some states are put more money, you know, have more money and put more money into the prison system, and they're better funded, and, you know, they have a different philosophy.
In the letter that was addressed to the Carroll County Clerk of Courts, Baston, who is the inmate who has said, I'm not going to testify, claims that he had seen Allen being abused and mistreated by Westville correctional officers and staff, which Baston said has affected Allen's health and mental health. So we're looking at that. Mental health, especially when it comes to what a lot of people will go to in this case and say, well, he admitted it. He confessed on the phone to his wife and to his mom that he did these sort of things. But when you're under that sort of duress and mental stress, I imagine it wouldn't be hard to end up giving out a false confession if you think that it's somehow going to get you into a better place. It's just an act of survival at that moment in time.
Yeah, it's hard on one level to imagine confessing to something like that if you didn't do it. But on another level, yes, people have done that before. There have been all kinds of false confessions, well documented. And so when people are desperate, and again, we don't really know the status of his mental health. It's reported to be poor at this point. He certainly does not look like a well man. And, you know, we really need to have things transparent, and we want him to have competent care. And certainly nobody who's incarcerated is entitled to a, you know, Club Med, but you want to feel like people are treated with basic human dignity. And, you know, this is another red flag about this case that is of concern.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're discovering a lot of things that we assume are happening or have been happening, or standards to which things happen don't really happen to those sort of standards. And then that's a whole other system that needs some sort of reform. Speaking of transparency, here I have actually all of the documents that transcribe the conversation that was had behind closed doors with Judge Gull and Richard Allen's attorneys, Mr. Rossi and Baldwin. Read it in its entirety. It's on the channel if anyone wants to be bored for 30 minutes and hear the whole thing. But I mean, in summary, it pretty much says what we've all been saying, or we've heard rumblings of. Gull does ask them to step down, or they will be publicly scrutinized, humiliated, possibly having some sort of sanctions or other issues take place. It does really feel like she did put them into a corner. It's going to be interesting to see more of what the Supreme Court says on that now that is out. Just in the interest of this case going forward and trying to wipe out so many of these sideshows that have absolutely nothing to do with the death of those two little girls, where do you think this should go at this point? Bring the old attorneys back in, get a new judge, keep the judge, new attorney. For the sake of justice and Richard Allen and just mental clarity on this, what would you like to see?
You know, it feels another thing that feels kind of icky and messy at this point, and it just shouldn't function that way. Mm-hmm. Things should be transparent. It seems like if the attorneys are willing to work pro bono and these are attorneys that he wants, then you don't get into the issue, well, they have to be court appointed. If they're willing to work pro bono, as they've said they are, let him have the attorneys that he wants. He's already been working with them. That just seems to be, you know, part of our basic rights to be represented by the counsel that we choose if we can make that happen. I understand if they're court appointed, that's different. Then the court gets to decide. But it feels like a clean slate with a new judge might work better at this point. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I would
be my vote.
Tend to agree on that. And hopefully they can get somewhere out of the sideshow land on this and back to finding justice for those two little girls.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.